Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Well, before I share a bit of my heart with all of you this morning, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day to be gathered together here with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you for the word that will be shared this weekend, for just burning in our hearts, for resonating with us long after we leave. Thank you for just opening the eyes of our understanding, for us continuing to grow in that knowledge, in that understanding, and applying it in our walk as we just lead lives of light and examples in this world. I thank you for the great love you have for us, for your goodness, and most especially, your greatness. And I thank you for just a really wonderful day and weekend for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, welcome to Saturday Morning Watch, everybody. Hope you're excited. I am. Raise your hand if you've ever felt nostalgic. Good, good, good. I know that I'm feeling particularly nostalgic this morning. We're going to have a little bit of show and tell. First, I like to venture into my parents' attic every once in a while when I go back home to visit. And Liam, who's back there, my oldest, he is taking jiu-jitsu, so I thought it would be fun to bless him and show him. In fact, your papa did martial arts when he was a kid, and Steve, I think you might appreciate that. You asked me once if anybody had a black belt. I do, in fact, have a black belt. And then this is a stuffed animal that I have had my entire life. It's now my youngest. It belongs to Owen. And his name is just Rabbit. But, you know, there's things that just trigger nostalgia for us, right? And it's really fun remembering all of those wonderful moments that bring us great excitement, that made us laugh uncontrollably, isn't it? It's a lot of fun. For some of us, those things may have happened long before we became a part of God's household, and there's times when you wish you simply could go back and relive just those moments. However, this morning, what I'd like to share with you is that those things may not have been quite as great as we once thought they were. The best moments are the ones that we get to live and experience right now as born-again believers, as sons and daughters of God, because he did something so great for us, so fantastic. It beneficially changed the course of our lives, just completely altered that trajectory. Why would you ever want to go back? Why? As I said, I'm feeling nostalgic this morning, so let me take you on a little trip in the Wayback Machine. Many of you may remember, as a child, waking up on Saturday mornings, pouring yourself a big bowl of cereal. Personally, I loved eating a bowl full of Lucky Charms, mostly the colorful little marshmallows, or a couple of Eggo waffles just covered in butter and syrup. Loved it. You take that breakfast of yours, and you go and you pick out a comfortable spot in front of your television, and you'd settle in, and then somewhere around 8 o'clock in the morning, you turn on your television, and you would tune into a different kind of Saturday Morning Watch. The Saturday morning cartoon lineup, right? Saturday morning cartoons, they began airing regularly in the 1960s. And for nearly 40 years, watching Saturday morning cartoons was normal for millions of kids. Growing up myself between the mid to late 1980s and the early to mid 1990s, I remember watching a few of the shows that originally aired at some point during the two decades prior. And I'm afraid to admit this, but an absurd number of other cartoons as well. I had a fondness for, and still do to a certain degree, things like Looney Tunes, you know, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunners, my favorite, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Would anybody care to share with me what maybe their favorite cartoon was growing up? Tom and Jerry, yeah, that's a great example. Yosemite Sam? Well, there was another cartoon that had a moment in the sun, but it wasn't a part of the regular Saturday morning lineup. And it was broadcast on the Disney Channel, not one of the major television networks. And it came on in the afternoons on weekdays. Well, Stephanie and I were Disney Plus subscribers, so we recently allowed our two boys to watch this cartoon. It's about two chipmunks that own and operate a detective agency. Now, some of you may recognize this catchy theme song. Well, here, I'm going to sing it for you guys then. When you need help, just call Chip and Dale. Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale. When there's danger, oh no, it never fails. Once they're involved somehow, whatever's wrong gets solved. Everybody know that? The Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, yeah? Okay. Well, it's catchy, isn't it? But allow me to explain why I propose that the names Chip and Dale should be changed to God and Christ. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, please. And here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." You know, the world in which we all live today is under the rulership of the God of this world, right? Satan. This is his realm. This is his kingdom. And he was handed this authority, this dominion, this rulership in man's fall. And now that spiritual connection that man once had been lost, right? So all of us were born into this world dead in trespasses and sins, children of Satan's realm, physically alive, but spiritually dead. So things certainly looked bleak, didn't they? And we were just blissfully unaware that the danger surrounding us was imminent, right? Well, what's worse is what we read in verse 12. That at that time, ye were without who?
Christ.
Right, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having what?
No hope.
And without who?
God
in this world. Man, we were in such dire straits, but we had absolutely no idea that we needed help, did we? I think watching all of those cartoons must have like rotted our brains or something. We were in desperate need of something great to happen. And of course, it was God who came through for us. Our opportunity for redemption came by way of his only begotten son, a man who knew no sin, yet became sin for us. He was born of a woman into this world like we are. But he didn't belong to this world. And when he was here in the world, God was at work in him. Keep your finger here. We'll be right back. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first part of this verse, it says, to wit, that God was in who?
Christ,
reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Now let's go back and read Ephesians chapter 2 again. Beginning in verse 4 now. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with who?
Christ.
Right. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places. In who?
Christ Jesus.
Right. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through who?
Christ Jesus.
For by grace are ye saved, through faith or believing, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in who?
Christ Jesus.
Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It was God God who made us alive when we were spiritually dead. God raised us up and seated us in the heavenlies. It was God who saved us. We cannot and did not save ourselves, okay? We are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created through the accomplishments of Christ Jesus. Turn to Colossians chapter 1, please. And in Colossians chapter 1, in verse 12, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered or rescued us from out of the power of darkness, and hath translated us or given us citizenship into the kingdom by his dear Son. Keep your finger here. We'll turn to Galatians chapter 1. And in verse 4, Galatians 1 says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver or rescue us from or out from among this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. It truly is a miracle that God could and did rescue us out of this world, even while we are living here in this world. Like Jesus Christ, we don't belong to this world either. Through his death, resurrection, God was able to draw us away from the clutches of our enemy. And now Satan has no authority, no dominion, no rulership over us whatsoever. Jesus Christ was the means by which we could be rescued. And thank God that we were. By what he did for us while he was here upon earth, we were afforded citizenship in the kingdom of God. And because of Christ's successes, we got the chance to become born again. And we took it, didn't we? Absolutely, yeah. Why wouldn't you? Now we have eternal life, a hope, the ability to manifest the power of God in our lives and live victoriously, even while we live here in this world today. Turn back to Colossians chapter 1, and let's read verse 27, please. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? The hope of glory. Yeah. And the latter half of our theme verse, 1 John 4:4, says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, doesn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. God, through Christ, accomplished a truly remarkable feat by rescuing us. It beautifully demonstrates his greatness. Now, everywhere we are, God in Christ is there also, isn't he? It's God in Christ in you, Drew, right? God in Christ in me? God in Christ in you, Paula?
Yep.
Dylan? Yeah, everybody. So, from that catchy theme song we were supposed to hear earlier that I sang for you a little bit, let's reconsider the following words in light of what I just presented you. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved. Somehow whatever's wrong gets solved once who is involved? Chippendale? No. So suddenly my proposal to make a couple of slight changes makes way more sense, doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely it does. So when you're feeling nostalgic, I encourage you to think about this moment, okay? And allow yourselves to laugh just a little bit, or a lot, if you'd like. Oh, my sweet sister-in-law. I told you I was feeling nostalgic this morning. You see, the best moments in life are happening right now, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So smile big. Be excited. God rescued us, right? Drew said that last night. God rescued him. God rescued me. He rescued us. So here now, for your listening pleasure, and to scratch that nostalgic itch, is a new and much improved theme song. However, I'm not that strong of a singer, so I'd like to thank the talented Christina Armstrong for her help and for her beautiful voice. This is God in Christ, Rescue Rangers, the Armstrong rendition.
When you need help, just call God in Christ, Rescue Rangers.
rescue rangers, God and Christ when there's danger. No, no, it never fails once they're involved. Somehow whatever's wrong gets solved.
Yeah, there we go. Paula Pappas, would you please come up here and help me lead a song to close this morning, which I think just beautifully demonstrates God's greatness. Does everyone know the song, My God is So Great? No? Okay, well, we're going
to
learn it this morning, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you. God bless you, everyone. Have a great day today.